Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. This is a podcast about helping you reach high performance in your life, in every area of your life. It's about staying more motivated, more confident, more disciplined, and on purpose. You know, the high performance experience is really about feeling more vibrant, more connected, more excellent, more fulfilled in your life. But it's also challenging you, because you and I both know it's difficult to reach those levels of high performance without support, without ongoing commitment and dedication to your own personal development. So welcome to our HPX community. Thank you for joining us here on The Brendan Show. I'm super pumped for today's episode. Before we begin, I want to let you know that we have specials right now on our HPX nutrition line. If you didn't know it, I rolled out three specific products to help you with your performance. These are three specific supplements that will really give you the edge. Now, don't worry, I'm not starting an MLM or a downline. I'm not asking you to promote any of my products. And frankly, just like you, there's a lot of different companies and a lot of different products that I love and I enjoy, and I'm not trying to compete with. It was specifically, I could not find three world-class supplements that specifically helped me in these areas. So we've got HPX Optimize, which is a mental focus and energy product for your brain health. Then we've got Essentials, which is a functional multivitamin, which we've basically enhanced for longevity, for joint health, and for vitality and digestion. But what we did, instead of like making a multivitamin where they sprinkled a million different things in there that actually have no effect, you know, we put in dosages here that you'll be amazed by. And then finally, we've got HPX Organic Boost, which is the energy drink mix that I take because it's 100% organic. It's actually delicious too, I have to tell you that. So go check it out, hpxwellness.com. Everything you need to know is right there. And if you've ever wanted to know how to reach the high performance experience in terms of your biology and physiology, these products can really support you. Go to hpxwellness.com. And without further ado, on to today's episode.
In the present, here's another big key to your happiness. This is huge. Expression, write it down. Expression is everything to your happiness. Expression, so huge, so huge. Some of you have not expressed what you really think, feel, desire, and want to the person you're sleeping next to every night. Some of you, because you got hurt, you express yourself like this. Some of you, you've had a dream for years. You told one person at one time, and they put you down, and you haven't said it again. These are causes of emotional turmoil. You have to learn to be more expressive, no matter what the consequence. We found that high performers, one of the highest ratings they had across all the categories, we measured over 100 performance variables. And one of the highest ratings they had was that they consistently expressed what they thought, felt, and needed with other people. And they also stood up for other people when they did that. High performers, in other words, are courageous leaders. They let other people, and they encourage other people to speak with courage. Like they wanna know, what do you think? What do you feel? What do you need? What's going on with you? They ask that question all the time. Like everywhere I went, it was like the better the leader, the more they were checking in with their people, asking them specifically, what did you think of that? How are you feeling right now? What do you need? Do you need anything? And they let those people communicate that too. Your job as a good leader is to let people be more expressive around you. That's your job. To create that culture or that environment where they can express more of who they are and what they want. And I don't mean that like esoterically. I mean you asking it, you eliciting it, you doing the actions, the behavior that people would feel safe to communicate around you. Some of you, because of how you grew up or how you react with other people, you shut people down around you. And it's not because you're necessarily a bad person. Some of you shut people down because you're smart. You're smart. And you get in that bad habit of what we talked about yesterday. You remember the bad habit of relationships with superiority? Sometimes when you're smart, as soon as someone starts to share an idea, you interrupt them and give an answer. Oops. Right? Gentlemen, I hope you all learned, like in relationship class 101, when she is sharing, you don't have to solve. She can keep talking without you answering and telling her what to do. Your next level of happiness also comes from expression. Because too many guys, we grow up in a very different culture than women grew up about what we can share and what we can say and what's masculine or feminine, what's allowed. So a lot of dudes, they just grow up non-communicative, right? Ladies, ever date one of those? Right? It's tough. And some dudes in here, that's you. I know, I've done coaching sessions with you. I'm like, man, it's like pulling teeth to get you to say, good morning. I know that's difficult. I grew up, I didn't learn like self-expression until after my accident, because I got really motivated to do it. Because I read over and over and over how important self-expression was to happiness. And I said, I want happy. So I'm gonna learn to self-express, because I wasn't good at that. That wasn't a skill
or a thing I had. Outside of literally my immediate family, I had very little role models of self-expression, very few, right? Maybe one or two in my entire life of people who were like authentic and free and giving and talking. I never saw that. And what I want you to challenge you to do is I want you to be more expressive. And when I say that, I mean in every angle of that. I mean with your voice. I mean with the way that you move and the way that you gesture, because so many people are living such a small life, physically and vocally, and it's why they feel so small and unhappy. I want you to get outside of the comfort zone, right? My first speeches, I remember, it was almost like a requirement. You guys might remember this, like, you know, in the 90s and 2000s, early 2000s, they always had a podium on stage. And you were just expected to use a podium. Like, everybody used the podium, so I would... Okay, I guess I got to use a podium. And I would stand there and my speeches just sucked because I was just boxed in. And that's kind of how my life had been. I was always boxed behind something, you know? Like, and I didn't know how to just move and express myself. And I had to train myself because this for me was super uncomfortable. Teaching and training, terrified, not good at it, not good at it. But I've always known now the more I express myself, the better that I get. And the more I express myself, the better I feel. If you are not doing well, that happiness and expression, the bigger that you get, the better you'll feel, right? The bigger that you get in the way that you move, ultimately, at first it feels very inauthentic, right? For me, when I first started talking, going like this was like inauthentic. Because, you know, the way I grew up was like... But moving around has taught me I've become so much happier moving around, but I had to learn how to do that and give myself permission to use my arms, my legs, my face, and everything. And when it does, it saved me. And so if you're not moving, you feel like life is like stuck. If you're not expressing, you feel like life is silence and not the good kind. You know, because when it comes to expression, silence is suffering. In meditation or spirituality, silence is a beautiful space. But in human interaction and happiness, if you're not sharing and you're not moving and talking, which are the gifts that we've been given, movement is a huge gift we've been given. It's why out of everyone I've worked with over the $100 million levels, I've made them all start taking yoga, all of them, because they don't know how to move. They're not aware of space and energy. So if you're not aware of space and energy, how do you lead people with your energy if you're not even aware of your own? So for leaders in the room, if you're not in some kind of practice like that, whether it's a group class or a yoga class or something where you're getting more familiar with your body, it could be any sport in general, but I like yoga because it's got the intention for energy on top of movement, which I think is important. So, I mean, there's different kinds, right? You can do CrossFit too. Not a lot of intention for the energy there, right? Not a lot of intention for the soul kind of energy that yoga might give you. So if you struggle leading other people, take care of yourself and start moving. And I will promise you, your team will be happier. They'll notice your energetic space changing because you've learned to manage your energetic space with movement. God gave us physical movement and vocal power. So when we don't use those, we are blighting the gifts that we were granted. And that is why it is important for everyone in this room, including myself, to develop greater range and strength and power in our expression, because it will make us come alive, because that was the gift of life in the first place. It's us aligning with the gifts we've already been given. Raise your hand and follow. Yeah? So turn to the person left or right, shake them, say, I want to see you express.
Hey, it's Brennan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created three specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com, check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com.
Next big one is what I just demonstrated, connection. The next way to happiness is connection, which is why every time you turn to your left and right, you shake that person, everyone in this room smiles, and you get a dopamine hit and a serotonin hit for like 3 minutes, right? Every time I have you do that, there's like 3 minutes of a good joke, just like, you can feel it in the room for like 3 minutes. It just sticks around because connection creates happiness, and happiness changes the energy of a space. So your job is to connect with people again. Don't not see them and validate them and connect with them and hug them and cheer them on, because it's in our connections that we find our greatest levels of life happiness. Matt, I told you yesterday, the strongest correlation of both health, well-being, and literally longevity, the number of years you live, the strongest correlation they've studied across all lifespan studies has been positive relationships. When you have positive relationships in your life, you live longer. So it's important that we care about that and make sure you see the people that you are serving. See the people you are teaching or training or leading. See your team members. Connect with them. It's hard, but you have to use your expressions so that they know. You know, I remember giving a friend advice one time, struggling in a relationship. And I said, dude, what you have to learn to do is you have to learn how to feel her feeling you. There has to be, you have to sense her that she is feeling what you are saying, and you have to make her feel that you felt how she's feeling. Hey guys, I didn't design the instruction manual, all right? That's hard stuff. But that's the advanced stuff in connection, is learning to make her or that person you're with feel that she can feel, or he can, whoever you're with, they can feel that you have felt what they are feeling. That's my challenge to you. Make the people around you feel that you have felt what they feel. And when you do that, boom, you get access to an entire new level of relationship and connection. And with that higher level of connection and relationship, higher level of happiness. Next, very simple one, joy and play. Now, it's interesting that often researchers separate the two, which I don't like, but I'm cool with it. There's a lot of studies on play and how play makes people happier, right? But play is the activity, joy is the feeling. And so I always like joy better, because you can put joy on any activity, right? Not everything is play, but everything you can bring joy to. That's why I say you have to bring the joy. It's very important. To me, this up here was terrifying. I was so scared, right? I got 32 feet up here. That's a lot of space, man. I got 1,500 in this one here, you guys, something like that. That's a lot. That terrified me, because I kept thinking of it as like the most important thing in the world. And I have to say every word right. And if the music isn't perfect, then the light doesn't do this, and the screen doesn't do that. And it freaked me out, man. My first couple years, I was freaked out. I was scared, and I wasn't as good. And then I realized, this is my playground. That's what this is. See, I used to look at the lectern, I thought, that was my nemesis, that lectern. And then I thought, well, it's just a piece of glass or wood usually. And I'm like, that has nothing to do. I look at this stage, this is my playground. I get to dance with you guys. I never used to dance until I said, this is my playground. Because I thought, you know, where I came from, out of corporate America, well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the conference. I mean, you couldn't move a hip. You get in trouble if you activate the hips. It was just, welcome to the conference, let me tell you what's gonna go on. And then it was like this, I will explain to you why these speakers are so transformational. Please make sure you tweet the thing in the Instagram, the watch, and please know that lunch is coming up soon. And
If you have any questions, ask the people who look as excited as I am.
And I was like, man, there must be a better way to do this thing. Like, what would I want to do? I'm like, well, I like to dance. I'm not good at it, but I love to dance. You know, in Montana, they only teach the four-step, you know. You know the four-step? Four-step. One, two, three, four. So I had to learn to say, well, you know what? How would I more express myself than the four-step? You know what? What would full expression look like on 32 feet? I would say I would go from end to end. That's what I would do. Now, I was not comfortable doing that the first time I did it. There's, you guys, can you see it? There's a piece of white tape here that's really bright, like neon white, so that in my peripheral, I can see the edge of the stage. Because it's hard to dance and see the ground at the same time. So I would be dangerously close to that sucker all the time, you know? I'd be like, oh my good, he's gonna go over. So I had to set up safe conditions for myself, but I said, you know what? If you want to experience a different quality of life, make life your playground. Make that office that you hate going into your playground. Make that call you didn't want to make your playground. And when I say your playground, you watch kids on a playground, full expression. I mean, they're jumping, they're playing, and they're shouting, and then we start dampering all of that down, which is appropriate in some situations, but you know what? Appropriate is not the word we want to die with. I've taught the three words to millions of people. No one's ever come to me. Brendan, one of my words is appropriate. And you never heard that. Not once ever. So make the world your playground. Write it down. Make the world your playground. That yoga mat, that's your playground. That office, that's your playground. That sales call, playground. And playground for more full expression of yourself. Because look at those three. Look at them stack on themselves. If now you can express yourself and you can connect with people and their feelings and you bring the
joy.
Now happiness just happens. People, how are you so happy? I'm like, I just do those things. You ever met my mom? She's all those in a whirlwind of energy. And it's just like, yeah, my mama. She didn't even know she was doing the science. She's doing the science. Look, if you're not happy in 3 weeks from now, bust out this journal and take accountability, ownership. How am I doing? How am I thinking of the last week or two? And what am I doing right now to express myself, to connect, and to bring some joy here? You'll do better.
All right, hey, it's Brendan. I hope you enjoyed that episode, and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset, or a shift in your habits, or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brendan Show, and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes? And also while you're there, to help me, just download the last 5 episodes too onto your phone. Because, you know, Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and reviews, and I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting. And finally, my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything of my podcast community ever, but I'd really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks, to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month, and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions, Or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence-driven in what you do because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey, it's Brandon. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brandon Burchard, and Marketing with Brandon Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health. You know, being a former NFL player, an athlete when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life where, as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.